Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Private companies tend to face fewer claims compared to public companies. So when it comes to directors and officers insurance, the coverage terms may be broader or more flexible. Well, what's more, since private companies do not face the same regulatory and shareholder scrutiny as public companies, the underwriting process tends to be very different. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Patrick Baker, Private D&O Product Manager at Travelers. Patrick, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
So, Patrick, based on what I mentioned in my open there, how do you make a case for private D&O coverage?
Yeah, John, I would say private companies face different exposures, right? Some of the same, but also some different exposures. And when we say private, you know, from my perspective, we're referring to for-profit companies whose debt or equity is not traded on an exchange. And that could be a whole host of things, ranging from maybe a single owner LLC, a family-owned corporation, it could be a partnership, private equity or venture-backed business, and certainly a whole lot more. So we have a wide range of potential companies that fit the bill for private D&O insurance. And those privately held companies are exposed to litigation arising from a variety of places. And the individual directors and officers of those companies are subject to many duties and standards of care. So even though they're not D's and O's of a public company, they are expected to perform due diligence and act in good faith with the best interests of their organizations in mind and within the scope of their authority. And if those directors and officers fail, or even if they're alleged to have failed, to adhere to those standards or meet those standards, they can be sued by any number of parties. And importantly, for those individual directors and officers, getting sued means they're potentially risking their personal assets in the defense and settlement of the suit. And that's one of the main areas where private D&O steps in. It helps protect the personal assets of those individual directors and officers. And John, you mentioned the coverage terms for private D&O. Private D&O also does provide balance sheet protection for the company. And so in addition to those key pieces, there's also assistance with defense expenses. And beyond the actual defense expenses, there's help for private companies and their individual directors and officers in managing a D&O claim and the claim and litigation process itself. This can include things like ensuring they have competent defense counsel, reviewing legal invoices, helping them understand their exposure and evaluating potential damages. And I think really crucially for many private companies, assistance here helps allow their directors and officers to focus as much as they can on running the day-to-day business, which is critically important in the context of a D&O claim, which is costly, time-consuming, and highly disruptive. The last thing I'll say on this piece, John, is private D&O also enhances a company's ability to recruit and maintain directors, which is really important. And D&O insurance also typically provides access to risk management information and services for individual directors and officers and others within the organization.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Patrick, how would you assess the private D&O claim environment?
Yeah, John, you alluded to private D&O potentially being a fairly broad coverage. I think it's generally described that way. The claim environment reflects that. Claims commonly come from a mix of claimants, and that includes a mix of places such as customers, competitors, vendors or suppliers, certainly creditors or shareholders, and there's no shortage of government and regulatory bodies that potentially can be claimants as well. And what's alleged by those claimants is also a mix, and it's common to see allegations in the private D&O world of unfair trade practices, a breach of duty by individual directors and officers, misrepresentation, regulatory violations are also fairly common, and conflicts of interest. And it's not uncommon to see allegations stemming from financial weakness of a company, certainly mergers or acquisitions or other corporate transactions, or things involving securities of a company.
Patrick, what are some of the emerging risks when it comes to private D&O coverage?
Yeah, again, with private D&O being a fairly broad coverage, the universe of potential risks, and not that there's necessarily coverage, is fairly broad as well. So when you think about emerging or evolving risks, the economic environment and economic conditions are constantly evolving. So private companies are subject to having to navigate evolving interest rate environments, evolving customer sentiments on how much they want to spend, things like that. So economic conditions are kind of a constant evolution and a constantly evolving risk. There's technology. From a technology standpoint, there's certainly new technology that emerges. How businesses use technology in their operations is also an evolving area and certainly creates some new or evolving risks as well. And the last thing I'll touch on in this area certainly is the regulatory environment can shift, and that creates potentially new or different exposures as well.
Patrick, so glad you could speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
That's Patrick Baker, Private D&O Product Manager at Travelers, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.